Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is America's Heroes Group. I'm Cliff Kelly. It is Saturday, September 26, 2020. America's Heroes Group Roundtable Veterans Court with Judge Hooks, Attorney Lori Roper, and Brian Scanson. It is September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness and National Hispanic Heritage Month. I'm the host, Cliff Kelly. Co-host is Dr. Damon Arnold. Executive producer is Glenda Smith. Digital media producer is Manny Corazari. Assistant digital media producer is Khalifa F. And Saturday's topic, we are going to go to our panelists who are on with us. Lori Roper, who is a Cook County attorney, supervisor, problem-solving court. Lori, how are you?
And I am good, Cliff. How good. Are you?
Good. You're going to be joined also by Brian Scanlon, Cook County Assistant Public, Cook County Assistant Attorney of Public Defender's Office. Also, we have Joe Howard, who is the gap between the bridge between the VA and holistic health care, and the author of Heart of a Veteran. And last, but of course not least, discussion, holistic treatment of our veterans in life and veterans court, which means so much. Lori and Brian, tell us what we need to know about Jordan Howell.
Thank you for having me on the show again.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for being with us.
I'll let Lori take over.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to say that I am really excited about today's show, particularly since it is September and it is Suicide Prevention Month. We have someone that I believe will be very helpful in treating our veterans in a very holistic manner. Brian, would you like to do the further honor of introducing our guest?
Yes, Jordan. I would like to introduce Jordan Howell. She can start off by telling you how she has come to us and how she has come to servicing veterans. Jordan, could you tell us a little about that?
I can. First of all, Mr. Kelly, I want to say thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
You served at a time when sometimes the welcome home wasn't so welcome, but I am so thankful that you stepped up and served. So thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate this venue of being able to speak about Heart of a Veteran and what we are trying to do to sort of bridge a gap between the VA and our veterans. So we started, Heart of a Veteran started about 5 years ago when I came up with an idea to tell the life story of 10 veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Iraqi Freedom, and Enduring Freedom. Mm-hmm. And the reason for the book was I am a massage therapist, and I treat veterans for free or no cost, and or free or low cost. And I heard these stories of resilience, and in my brain, I'm like, how do you keep going? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, not everybody's Colin Powell, not everybody is Chris Kyle, but these stories need to be told because they will resonate with other veterans. And so we took applications and heard from hundreds of veterans around the country, and we picked 10, and we asked them to write their story about who they were before, during, and after, and how they reintegrated, if they can reintegrate, and how that is working for them. So the money from that book goes to an organization called the Brothers in Arms Foundation, and it continues to go there because we made that commitment to them before we started what is now our non-for-profit. And a couple years after the book went by, I was like, is that it? What do we do? And after a long sort of prayer and thought process, it was take your talents and open a holistic wellness center for veterans. Mm. And so what we are offering is holistic approaches to healing for veterans and their caregivers. Because sometimes somebody comes home from service and the family is involved and they don't know how to deal with somebody who wants to commit suicide or can't continue to function because of a traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder. And how do we do that? And we've got this ridiculous high suicide rate amongst veterans. It's getting better, but it's not zero. So until it's zero, we're going to keep pushing forward. But we also have veterans who are have opioid addictions because they just prescribe, mm-hmm. and we need to, and that needs to stop. Mm-hmm. So our facility offers holistic approaches through whether it's chiropractic, massage therapy, acupuncture. We do guided meditations. We offer emotional freedom technique, which is also called tapping. We do everything from vibrational bowl therapy, music therapy, talk therapy, anything that is art therapy, anything holistic in its approach, we offer free of charge. So right now we are in the process of getting a facility. We were about to sign a lease on a facility right before COVID started, and that took a toll on us. But we did have our actual annual gala last weekend, and it was an amazing success. And so we are now, again, moving forward with securing a space so we can house everybody in one spot. But we offer programs every day. Come and get yoga every day. Come and get a massage. Whatever it is that you need that will help you. But we also have programs that span from 10 to 30 days where if we have a veteran from out of town, we're trying to work with a veteran in Ohio and bring him and his family here to have a conversation and find out what it is that he needs. And then we will work with practitioners in his hometown and get them the help that they need.
That is just great. That is
so that's what we're doing.
Wow. That is fantastic.
Jordan, I have a quick question. Do you include the family? Can the family get these services if they're feeling stressed out also?
Yes. Right. So we're working with a group right now that the mom is having a very, very difficult time dealing with the son who is home, doesn't want to, he's very paranoid, he doesn't want to come out of the basement, but he also doesn't want help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the mom doesn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So we've brought her in, we'll give her treatment, we'll give her whatever it is. Does she need massage? Does she just need somebody to talk to that's outside of that? We were blessed to have a woman who heard about us on a talk show by another organization that we support and that supports us. And this woman has decided that she wants to send us coffee for our facility, which is wonderful.
Sure.
So we are now starting a coffee group for female veterans to talk about anything that has to do with issues that female veterans face, whether it's sexual assault or just you know, how do you move amongst the ranks and what are those struggles and what do they look like and how can we help? So we'll invite the mother to this coffee, and once a month we're just going to meet and we're going to talk and we're going to just see what avenues. I mean, I don't know where this is going to take us. I would like it to be nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I would like it to be international. I think we need to get away from prescribing and more getting to the root cause of the problem. And we have some amazing practitioners on our team that help with that. So, but the family is the most important because once the family figures out, they don't know what's happening most of the time.
Sure.
They sent this wonderful human being off to boot camp or basic training, and what has come home is not exactly the same person, for sure. And so how do they navigate that? How do they... if that person has an episode, what does that look like and what are they supposed to do? And do we get first responders involved? And how do we, and if the first responders are involved, how do they know, how does the first responder know how to handle that? This is a big gap that we need to bridge. And there's a great organization that works with some of our homeless veterans called the Safe Haven, and we're very thankful for that huge organization. So wherever we see a need, that's where we're going to fill it. We actually had a veteran from Champaign whose house burned down. This was last October. We ended up reaching out and bringing him clothes and toys and everything for his kids, and as we were talking, I thought, what are they going to do for Christmas? They have nothing. They lost everything. So, and the little girl said, well, how is Santa going to come? Because we don't have a chimney. And I said, I'll make sure Santa gets there. Through a few connections, we met an organization from Canada who wanted to help a veteran in need. So we flew this young man and his entire family to L.A. They picked him up. Brass and Unity and Kelsey Sharon picked him up in L.A., took him on the show, The Doctors. They gave them everything they needed to get back on their feet, and then Brass and Unity gave them $10,000.
That's tremendous.
Wow.
They
showed up at our gala, and his wife walked up to me and said, my husband was in a very dark place, and he didn't know what to do emotionally, and you and your organization changed our lives.
Wow, that is something.
So when you hear that, maybe it's just one person at a time, but we saved one person, and I'm happy about that.
And I'm sure you've done a lot more than just that.
We have, and we will continue.
I know you will.
What's the best way for people to reach out to you, or how do you like people to hear about you?
So they can go to our website, which is heartofaveteran.org, and send a contact, fill out the contact information. Or if they want, they're happy to call us on our phone number is 331-444-2983. Or they can call me directly on my cell phone, which is 708-769-5634. Reach out to us. We will do whatever we can to help. If we can't help you, we will get you connected to the people who can.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It certainly
is. Don't you ever work with people in prison or in criminal courts?
So we will help whoever needs our help. And if they are in criminal court, we're talking about veteran court as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I heard about veteran court was through the VAC in Will County. And they're doing an exceptional job, and I think that you are as well. And we will help anybody. I mean, if they're in prison, they probably need a lot of emotional support. They might be trying to navigate a whole new system. And if the prisons will let us work with them, we'll get providers in there. I have friends who go to the prisons, especially women's prisons, and do yoga, massage. We have a chiropractor that will go. So if they're willing to let us help, we will help. Because now you're not only navigating whatever it is that you're dealing with, now you're navigating a whole new environment. And we can help. We'll do whatever we need to help veterans.
And Jordan, I heard you mention a safe haven. That's actually a provider that we utilize in Veterans Treatment Court, and they help a lot of our veterans. And so how do you work with a safe haven? Because I think that a lot of our clients could definitely utilize your services, and some of them reside at a safe haven, or they get some of their services through a safe haven.
We just connect with them and let them know that we're here, and if any of their team or any of their guests, we'll call them, residents need our help, we will find providers where they are, or we can even send providers there if they will let us. A lot of times they don't let us come in, but we can always have them, we can always partner with Jesse Brown, which is right there.
Sure.
And have them go there. But even maneuvering through the VA system as a volunteer is difficult, but we can work through Fisher House. So there's several avenues that we can utilize to get people the help they need.
Yeah, you folks are doing whatever is necessary.
Yeah, we will. We'll step up. And sometimes we're very successful, and then sometimes people are just not ready. So, we kind of talk about, from a faith standpoint, our creator or their creator, meeting them where they're at. So we will meet them where they're at. And if they're not ready now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to be ready in 6 months.
If anyone would like to call this number, well, please feel free to do so, because I have talked to these folks before, and of course we know that they do such great work in helping so many veterans. The number again is 773-591-1690. Somebody, I think, was going to say something.
Yes, I was going to ask Jordan, when you first meet a vet, specifically, how do you deal with women's issues? How do you deal with how you treat a woman veteran, maybe a little different than a male veteran? And how do you develop that trust that's so needed in treatment?
Yeah, so, you know, we talk in the military, everybody sort of wants equality. And I try not to treat veterans differently. A veteran is a veteran, and they've all sort of gone through the same process to be a part of the military. So I'm not going to, honestly, I'm not going to be more delicate with a female veteran. I think that's insulting, because they have worked their ass off to get to where they are. I'm a pretty straightforward person, and if you want my help, I am happy to give it. But we need to be able to have a conversation. And I will deal with female veterans the same way I will deal with a male veteran. I will not insult you by saying you're weaker than a male veteran, because I'm pretty badass, and I know they're pretty badass. So I'm going to approach them with the respect that they deserve.
I think that's the best way of putting it.
Have you met some of these female veterans? They've gone through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not going to be insulting. I think we talk about equality all the time. And we have, especially like in the Marine Corps or the Marine Raider community, there are women who are stepping up and passing these grueling tests to become, you know, these elite forces. So why would I treat them differently?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, there's as much that we have a lot of women who are sexually assaulted in the military, but we have a lot of men who are sexually assaulted in the military. Mm-hmm. We just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I think we need to approach it all. I mean, we need to be kind and understanding, but I'm not going to be insulting and think you're weaker.
Wonderful. And they can bring their whole family together at once into your services?
Absolutely. Because they think everybody needs to know. And I mean, the kids need to be involved too. I mean, sometimes little kids, their parents go off and then their parents come back and they're not the same, and kids don't know how to navigate that. So we have some great talk therapists that are wonderful with kids to help them navigate, like, what's going on with mom and dad? Why are they like this? They scare me sometimes. What do we do? And some of the, like, emotional freedom technique, which is called tapping, is amazing treatment for children. They're using it in schools now. A lot of therapists are teaching kids tapping. I, in my practice, have taught some children tapping. I have one of my civilian clients taught their 2-year-old grandson tapping, and if he has an issue, he now asks his mom to do tapping with him. 2 years old.
Pardon my ignorance. What is tapping?
Tapping is, it's literally you tap on your body. So you tap on acupressure points within the body, and you start with the side of your hand, and then you tap on the top of your head, above your eyebrow, your upper lip, your chin, your collarbone, and under your arm. And as you're doing it, you sort of talk through to yourself. You acknowledge the pain or physical pain, emotional pain, whatever it is you're dealing with. And then you give yourself permission to heal yourself from it. So you're just really talking to your body as you're tapping. It is amazing. If I can't sleep, I do tapping. We call it emotional. It's also called emotional freedom technique. And every time that I can't sleep and I do tapping, I start to fall asleep before I'm done.
You know, you hear these sort of things quite often, and they happen. I remember I was in city council for a number of years here in Chicago, and there was a and they knew I was also a veteran, but they wanted to know, there was a gentleman who had a problem and needed some money for some legal help. And they had him come. They asked me if I would sponsor a meeting, you know, downtown downtown meeting. Yeah. His name was Leonard Matlevich. I'll never forget it. He came in. He had all these medals on, medals everywhere. And he said, I killed 12 people. They gave me these. I love one. They threw me out, you know. And it was funny the way he said that. But he raised so much money for people in his group. You know, and it's just so often that, you know, you want to help folks. And, and veterans, you know, he was the guy was a great soldier, but they didn't, they didn't want to do anything for him. So that helps. Well, go ahead.
And we're happy, you know, whatever we can do that will provide a service to a veteran, we're happy to do it. We actually just applied for a grant through the Chicago Bears. We're praying that we get that grant. It will be life-changing, not only for our organization, but for all the veterans that we can help if we win that grant. So we will, I mean, I'm always out and about talking. I will go talk to anybody, anywhere about veterans. If you have a group of veterans that are in a facility, whether it's in 26 in California or out in Joliet or in Dixon, wherever they are, I will go talk to them. I will teach them myself. I will teach them tapping. I will. We will do guided meditations. We will do whatever they can do while they're there that will make them be able to function just a little bit better.
That's great.
I had, there's a gentleman in our book, his name is Robert Canine, and I think he really had a true effect on me. He lost both his legs, and he wanted, and he got into a lot of trouble when he got home. He was angry, he was bitter, but one of the things he said is, the military taught us to look for trouble and defuse it. So when we got home, we're still looking for trouble to defuse. And that's why we get into some of the trouble we get in.
Yeah, excellent point. Give your number again, please.
Sure. My my direct cell phone number is 708-769-5634. And our office number is 331-444-2983.
Do you have any other examples from the book you'd like to share?
I mean, there's a really amazing story. There's a woman, her name is Leona D'Amore. She's actually now a chiropractor in Naperville, and she was in the Navy. She was a special op nurse, and she met one of her best friends, a male, in basic training, and she wanted to help him. And one of the reasons she became a chiropractor is that she could help holistically veterans. And she still treats veterans who have PTSD for free. She, after this gentleman served for 22 years, got out of the Navy, special ops, and struggled, became an alcoholic and struggled. And her story is very touching. She asked him finally to come and stay with her so she could treat him, and he agreed. And so she was very excited that he was going to get the help that he needed. And unfortunately, a few weeks before he was supposed to arrive, he killed himself.
Oh, gee.
And her story in the book is incredibly moving. But it is really a good, deep look into why veterans do what they do, you know, why they, how, why do they kill themselves? Why do they go off by themselves? We've got a gentleman, his name is Adam Kanash, who told this story. He was a Marine Raider. He served for 14 years as a sniper, and he was not in a good place. I mean, and they told him to get help. And he asked, what should I do? And they said, figure it out. He came out. He was still in the military. He was out one night, went to get a cab, and the cab driver wouldn't take him home. He wanted to wait for a ride share. And the cab driver, they got into an argument, and he got out of the car, and he beat up the cab driver. Unfortunately, it was all caught on a dash cam. And he literally left the scene and walked to a hospital and checked himself in. But the thing that saved him was yoga. He met a yoga instructor who taught him yoga, and that is the one thing that saved him. And fortunately, he had a very good attorney. Mm-hmm. He was administratively discharged from the military. He's an amazing human being, and he's been through a lot. And I've had people reach out to me and say, why would you let this guy tell his story? I'm like, this is the story that's important.
That's right. Listen, your story is just great. We're out of time, but my producer's telling me that some folks are calling in.
Okay.
Wanting your phone number again.
Please
give your name and phone number.
Sure. My name is Jordan Howell. I am the founder and chairman of Heart of a Veteran, non-for-profit. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 331-444-2983. My direct cell, my phone's always on, is 708-769-5634.
Okay, I'll give both of those numbers again.
Yep. 331-444-2983 or 708-769-5634.
You're great. You really are. You've helped so many people. Thank you so much. All right?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Brian, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
To both of them.
Let's do it again.
Take care.
Absolutely. It was neat.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye now.
Stay with us. We'll be back.